Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on nature for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jump on your bike, let's...
Well, hello, ladies.
Hello.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, because I've got your Bluetooth and I'm in the car, and today's been a day from hell, but I want to go on a bitch fest first before we start. I want to thank the motherfucker who stole all my shit. That's who.
From where?
Yeah, that's the conversation for me and you another time. Nora knows what's going on. But I'd like to thank you, motherfucker, because if it wasn't for my good friends, I wouldn't be on the road right now. That's fact, Jack. So, now that I got my fuck you, and if I ever get the opportunity to meet Mr. Fuck You or Mrs. Fuck You, I'm personally going to cram their teeth down their throat. But, now that I feel relieved, all is well. Carry on, Phil.
All right. Yeah, it's sometimes it's pretty funny when people do that. They think that they're gonna get ahead in one day, and then by using everybody's what you stole.
Yeah, well, thank God it was all my cards, because as soon as I noticed the missing, I went to like 3 or 4 places yesterday. Called all the places to see if did I drop them, did I leave them, you know, anything possible. Something turned up, well, I called the company, shut them down, and I got an email today that one of them had tried to been used, I guess, at some point of entry. I'm not sure. They didn't give me all that information, but they reassured me that my card was deactivated. So I'm going to assume they're going to do what needs to be done, because technically it's a stolen card. It's not working, you know what I'm saying, because I shut everything down. But behind it all, you know, they don't 24-hour use your card back out, okay? You have to wait 5 to 7 days. In order to rent a car, you need a major fucking credit card. Right? Right. Yeah. So that's how my past day and a half spent. I almost took my spring break and shoved it up my ass sideways, okay? But it's all good. I had to shorten it from 10 days to 7 because everybody kind of pitched in and made it work for me. My beautiful fucking hens, I owe them everything. So I look at it like this. My stay is going to be short. Everybody's going to get one day with me. But you know what? I guarantee you it'll be one day you'll never fucking forget. And that's it. That's all I can do. You know, all I can do is, like, go out in the summertime, fall well, and everything's going right. But for now, it's about Bikers of America. So I'm off my bitch rant. Let's get this topic going, because you guys are my entertainment for the next 2 hours. So let's do it up.
All right. Let me see who this is right here. Got somebody calling from Alabama?
Yes, sir.
How you doing? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Hey, my question may not be quite as brutal.
okay.
But I'm wondering if anybody that's listening is going to the Alabama State Hog Rally on the 10th of April.
No, I never had a flyer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say I'm not going.
I don't even know where. Where are you from?
I'm from Rhode Island, sir.
Yeah, see, most everybody's up. See, there's very few bikers down here. You know, I go up north, I go up west, and it's awesome. But for some reason, I don't know what the south has, what the problem is, but it takes an arm down the act of Congress to get people to get together and ride. But I didn't hear all your conversation, so I can't. I just know you're not really a happy camper right now.
No, I'm not. But you know what? It's all good. I look at it like this. God helps those who help themselves, and I'm a good person. And what happened to me was bad, and you know what? Where one door closed, another one opened, and my good friends of over 25 years, they knew I needed this, and they all grouped together, and they made it happen. So, you know, I'm indeed blessed, and I'm thankful for this moment right now. You know, on every level possible.
Karma, girl. Just wait for it. It'll come around.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying. You know, I keep saying my prayers and everything else, and I'm just like, you know, I look at it like somebody must have needed it more than me, and obviously they're not getting it. That's obviously. But, you know, sad times we live in, sad times.
Yeah, I understand. But, Phil, I was just curious. Maybe somebody's listening. You know, I'm riding down 85, you know, out of Alabama from Auburn. And just going to see if anybody's riding that way. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. If they are, maybe they'll call in. Right now it's just me and my girl riding down. And it's going to be fun, man. Mobile Bay. There's a little gambling in Mississippi. So, it'll be a fun time, man. Fun times.
Well, I'm on the West Coast. My dance card's filled. So, if you've seen my blog and any of the pictures, you know I have a full dance card. So.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've seen it.
Just have a safe trip. Keep the rubber down.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I will. It's just everybody around you you got to look out for. A friend of mine just got pounded in the rear end, but luckily he's just got some bruised ribs and this and that, so he'll be all right. But, just got to watch out for them boys and girls around you.
That's true.
And forward, them people that's driving on four wheels just don't understand.
Dog sticks his head out the window. I don't understand that either.
I don't either. That's what the damn mirrors are for, man. You know, and that's why I got. And they talk about loud pipes. That's why I have loud pipes. I'm gonna let you know I'm by you. You know. So.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people can do that, but you know they do. They done it on me twice. Luckily, I was prepared enough to take action, but. It could have happened. But anyway, guys, I'll let y'all go. I like listening to your show.
Okay.
And I'll keep on listening. Y'all,
hey, let me ask you a question. Ask you a question. We talked about this on Tuesday's show. What would you think of if you have on your phone, and since you're running around the countryside over there, okay, they're doing a motorcycle safety checkpoint, which supposedly motorcycle checkpoints are illegal now, but they're doing it under the guise of safety. So you're rolling along on a freeway, and you get off the ramp, and boom, you drive right into that. Now, what would you think of this app that would post it for you to let everybody know what's going on in your neck of the woods that are coming that way? What do you think about that?
I'll do it in a heartbeat.
Good, because we're going to do it. We got it rolling right now. We're doing it with copblock.org and filmingcops.com, along with Bikers Against Nation, which on the West Coast rep. Hank is the president on the East Coast. We've got a few other people. we'll mention all the names when we get it up and running, but the first year will be free, and then the next year is probably going to be about $10 for the year. So you'll get a lot of great information from across the United States for the first year for free. And it'd be like, okay, you're in Alabama, I'm in California. I'm on my way home, and you got friends that live out here in California, and I send a message to you on the East Coast, and whoever's following you on your Twitter or whatever it is gets the same message. Now, those people know five people, know five more people who know five more people. By the time we get done, we could probably notify 2,000 or 3,000 people within 10 minutes.
Domino effect. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I agree. Will I get that on my email?
When I get everything up and running, it's posted on the blog now. I'm not sure of the date exactly, but it should be by spring. So once I get everything going, then I'll be posting it so people could call and find out what to do and how to do it, as well as check out the blog to see how to do it.
That'd be awesome, man. That's a fantastic idea.
And I got your number here, so when I get up and running, I'll buzz you up.
Do that, man.
Okay.
Do it.
All right.
Be safe. Enjoy your adventure with your old lady, and I hope you guys win a bunch of money.
Yeah, thank you. I hope so too, but I doubt it.
Hey, do me a favor. If you go somewhere on your bike, bring a lock. Because if you drink too many, I don't want you to ride. I want you to take a cab.
Oh, no, man. Believe me, I'm totally against that. Now, I do drink beer, but I don't drink when I'm riding, bro. There ain't no way.
All right, perfect.
But I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey. Like I was saying about this app, about it on Tuesday's show, and he should be calling in, I hope. I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but I got an email today, and I think everybody's going to like this because we all know that Colorado was the first state to start selling marijuana, and since they started selling it till yesterday, or actually Tuesday, they profited $15 million. So now the banks are begging them for their money. The government's trying to figure out how to tax it. And I figure by the end of the year, it'll be about $175 million.
You know, I'm gonna tell you, my professor, my chef, he turned around and he said the wave of the future is casinos. And he also referenced several other different things. One is marijuana. And he said as soon as they see the revenue that's about to unfold, he's like, the whole country is going to legalize that. And he said, believe it or not, he's like, that is what's going to get us out of the red. And we all got a good laugh out of it. Think about it. Three quarters of America is smoking pot. One quarter of America is doing shit they shouldn't be doing, you know.
I'm smoking it right now.
Yeah, well, I can't because I'm driving, so that's besides the point. But every other person I know, you know, is smoking weed, and what are you going to do about it, you know? And my daughter was funny because I was telling my daughter about this stuff today, and she turned around and said that for years, the government has been working on trying to find a direct link between marijuana and starting hardcore drugs. Like they tell you, well, you stop smoking pot and it leads you to crack cocaine. Well, they've come to the conclusion that that's not so. After many, many years of investigating, they can find no links whatsoever from marijuana to hardcore drugs. And see, that was kind of, I think, what they were going to use as their ace in the hole to try to not let this go forward. But they can't find the connection. It goes like this. You pick up them hardcore drugs because you want to. It's not because the pot drove you to. So that's part of the thing for the people that really want to, like, push the medical factor, you know, arthritis, glaucoma, and the list goes on and on. You know, they're not getting what they thought they were going to get. And, you know, that's it. But my daughter, you know, every now and then she shocks me with this stuff because she's not a smoker, but she's not against it. You know, she's for the medical uses. She's for, you know, if you want to smoke it on your time, that's your business. It's not going to bother her, you know. So she has nothing against it. But that's what she, after I picked her up from Logan Airport, that's what the conversation was about. And she was telling me she just got done reading an article about it. So there are no direct links from marijuana to hardcore drugs. And anybody that wants to argue that point, they can argue it, but I'm not going to listen to them.
What do you think about that, Nora?
Well, I don't have a problem with people that, you know, smoke it. I don't. But that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm against what people do. The only thing is, you know, I have respect for their opinion. I just don't have it in my home.
Right.
Anybody can smoke outside, you know. I don't smoke in my house, cigarettes, that is. But, you know, if people want to, you know, do their thing, do it outside my house, that's fine.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's like some people downright can't stand the smell of it. You know, I personally like the smell of it. But it's like I think with all the years they've done all this testing and all this, that, and the other, and they looked at birth effects, and they looked at genetics, and they looked at everything clear across the board, and they cannot find anything. It's time to give it up. You know, there's a lot of people locked up for selling pot. And I think it's a joke because, you know, other people, like pedophiles, could be occupying that cell. But instead, you've got somebody who dealt pot to somebody in a cell. You know, and they need to straighten it out and revamp it and do what needs to be done and chalk it up as a fucking loss, and that's it.
Colorado just gave immunity to people that, while this was being voted on, and they were locked up. They were locked up for it. They got their convictions are going to be overturned.
You know, I mean, it'd be one thing if they got somebody with, okay, a pound of weed and 10 pounds of cocaine. Well, that's a totally different ballgame, you know. But if you're sitting in jail on a pot charge and you don't have, like, you know, no violent history, no, you know, that's a foolish fucking waste of taxes, all that is. That's just them trying to say, you know, that they're badasses. Yeah, they're not badasses. What they are is stupid.
Right.
You know, and I mean, Nora, I understand you don't smoke it, you don't care for it, but, you know, you're cool with medical stuff or whatever else, and like I said, it's not for everybody, you know, and I mean, it shouldn't be sport. You know, if somebody sparks up a joint, I can't, you know, I don't want to, Nora, I'm going to sit on you and make you smoke this, you know, you can't do that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, everybody doesn't drink, you know, I'm not a big drinker, that's the bottom line to it. It's like, I'll have one or two, and I'm fine. That's it, you know. But then there's some people that once they touch it, they can't. And, you know, there's some people that won't touch it anymore. You know, but it should still be a choice. It should still be, you know, one's choice, you know, what they want to do.
Right.
I don't
have a problem with other people do. I just don't do it, you know.
Right. That's like,
but if
daughter,
they become stupid, then no, I won't tolerate it at all.
Right. Because you're not on the same, you know. It's hard when you're a stoner and you smoke by yourself. It's a lonely world because the straight people around you don't understand what's happening. But you know, it's understandable, and it's like, you know, they can be a mutual, you know, respect factor. You know, like, and people were hanging out with you, they know, hey, you don't smoke, you don't drink, you know, do it at another time. You know,
right.
And I've got friends that don't do either or, and when I'm in their company, you know, I respect that fact. So, you know, I think that the world could get along quite nice if everybody sat back, smoked some bud, and respected everybody's space a little bit, you know?
Right.
But that's my view of the world. Right now, it's the view of the highway. That's that.
Well, let me ask you this. I think it's got to be some in the water. But Maryland, there's a World War I memorial, and it's under attack. So I'm putting this out there to everybody.
Right. Which part of what Maryland? Oh, God, I almost didn't talk. Which part of Maryland? Because anything beyond the mountain range, that's the Dixie line. Anything before that is considered, like, northeast-type deal. After the Dixie, you go, you know, that's the mountain area. And them folks are totally different than the other side of the state, like Baltimore area. You know, you got two totally different kinds of people occupying that state. And the people that live beyond the belt, which is the big hole they blew in the mountainside so you could get down to places like Cumberland, Maryland, okay? Those people are more, you got a southerny feel, but southern feel. They're a little bit more, you know, in with the mountain folks, stuff like that. But people on the opposite side, they're a little bit more like, you know, the Yankee feel type deal. That's a cool state, but it's got a mixed variety of how people feel, you know, because it's just kind of divided that way.
Yeah, they say it's they say the name of the town is Blandesburg.
Okay.
Sound right?
Possibly. I don't know every town. But it'd be interesting to see if you could Google where the town is to see if it's, you know, in the mountains or on the other side of the mountains past the Mason-Dixie because, you know, those people right there, I can tell you if it's a World War I memorial and people are trying to protest against it, those people will never let it happen. Now, if you come before that, like I said, where it's more on the East Coast, you know, you have to run into more people that, you know, separate church and state. We don't want to see this, blah, 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 blah.
As usual, it's the atheists.
I didn't hear you.
I said, as usual, it's the atheists. So far,
of course.
I put the link for you to sign a petition, and I've also... let's see here. Yeah, you can go on Facebook. You can sign a petition there, or you can go in and sign it on their website. The link is in the chat room, and I'm going to post that link on the blog right now. So if you can't get it here, you can get it. And they just have to relax. Every time I turn around, they want to, you know, somebody's doing something about a cross. We have our own battle going on out here.
That's true.
We have over here on the mountain, on Mount Soledad, same thing.
Soledad, yeah. Yep, friggin', you know, because like I said, in Maryland, if you're beyond that belt, there's Civil War heritage over there. You know,
Did you say the west side of the mountain or the east side of the mountain?
West. The western portion of Maryland. Those people are beyond the Mason-Dixie. They're in the mountains type deal. Hey, like where the Cumberland area is. If you see Cumberland, that's on the western portion of the state. And there's a lot of Civil War historical stuff over there. The people, like I said, the people on the western portion of the state would never let that happen. But on the eastern portion of the state, I can't vouch for that, you know, because that's a little bit more upbeat and a little bit more swanky and a little bit, you know, we want to bitch about everything instead of appreciating, you know, our vets, fuckers. They wouldn't have the right to bitch, you know, if it wasn't for our vets.
I think it's on the west side of the mountain, the way it looks in the picture.
Well, if it is, the people will rally together, I can guarantee it. They ain't going to let shit like that. They're very, they're church-going folks, too. So, you know, like I said, they're two totally different crosses of people once you cross over those mountains. I've been there, you know. It's beautiful area, beautiful country. Beautiful country when you're on that western side.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, hey, Nora, you have some vets in your family, right?
What?
You have some veterans in your family?
Yeah, my stepdad, my brother. Well,
okay.
They're not.
Where are you at? Where you live right there? Where you live right there? Down the block, there's a military cemetery.
Yeah, I know.
And, when I was home a while ago, I think it was right after 9/11, testing over there about something. I forget what it was. I think it was because there were guys in the I don't know if they were in the Army or the Navy, but they were Muslims, and something happened. They got killed and they were buried there, and they were. That was one of the first ones I remember when people were protesting.
Yeah, I was going to say it was a big protest. My brother is buried there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Every time I turn around, there's at least one of these a day.
You know what I don't understand is when it comes to military families here, And not being abroad, but just here, okay? What I don't understand is how come they just can't have it to where our military is buried here? If somebody is from abroad, why would they be here? I don't think they put our guys in, nice cemeteries abroad. As I recall, what was it? You know, what do they do? Leave them where they're at? Chop them up? Whatever? You know? It's not cool.
No. Been in situations where we never left anybody behind. People got shot or killed to go get them. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't get it. They think it's like some kind of issue. And it's not that it's an issue. It's doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me take a break real quick. Somebody's trying to tap in here on this. So let me do a couple of things. And this is a song by Creed called Arms Wide Open. Be right back.
Change. I close
Roll up the window.
Roll up the window.
Trying to be on The Voice, or
no, this is just that CD is so old. Oh my god, I was like, I still know the words. It's all good.
You can tell.
Mm-hmm. I'm eating some fishies.
Uh huh.
You never tried fishies?
No, it's
yeah, that's what I'm eating right now. I'm having a few fishies.
Okay. Yeah, let me find this thing here real quick. Somebody sent me a message about the app, as well as our friends are trying to. If you don't put a handle on all that static, I'm gonna mute you.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Well, how this started out was, people wanted to know about how we could get the word out for everything that we're doing, and the motorcycling safe checkpoints. I posted a thing with the grants. All the towns in California are going to get a grant. I posted the amounts they're going to get, who they're going to do. Los Angeles is going to do 10. The town that Bill and I live in is going to do 4. Up and down the coast. San Diego is going to do 2.
Nice.
It's all under the guise of they're going to give out tickets or whatever they feel they need to give them out. Now, I'm gonna post the link for this in the chat room, as well as it's on all the. And once you're able to get to it, you'll be able to follow it. And then when it goes up on as they say online, you'll be able to click into it and sign up. And you have to sign up. I know a lot of people like to do that, but we're not going to give out any information. You're just going to be on the list. So to look it up is theheritagevoice.wordpress.com. And it's B/A /D. Bikers Rights gets his buzz on with the bad alert. That's the handle we're going to use. If you didn't get that first, it's B-A-E. Biker Rights gets his buzz on with the bad alert.
Do you have to be a biker in order to
No, you do
be
not.
On that?
No,
okay.
You do not. You can sign up for anything you want.
Okay.
We don't have, you know, as much as we fight free speech here for free speech, we don't have to.
Okay.
You don't have to be a biker. Under the guise of, you got to understand something, Laura. Under the guise of this with the safety checks and everything, they decide to do DUI checkpoints at the same time.
Right.
So they're combating the best of both worlds in the way they want to do it. And I got someone from Ecuador just message wanting to know that it's hard to log into the show. It might be because there's some bimbos playing games, but I gave him the short link, so he should be able to go right from there.
Right. That's why I don't log in anymore. I just call.
Uh-huh.
And the balls to get in there.
Yeah, I've had issues with the chat room in the past trying to get in, you know, and I don't even bother with it. I just use the phone.
Well, Phil doesn't think you and I are special enough for the short link, so we have to call.
We write our own short bus. We don't need the short link. We're already
exactly.
Short.
That we are, because Phil already confirmed that with one of us.
Yeah. It's true, and I'm only 5 feet tall, motherfucker.
Hey, I'm taller than you by 2 inches.
Hey. Wow, aren't you a giant? Damn. 2 inches for me is like another pair of fucking shoes, you know? Hey, you guys are going to laugh. You guys are going to laugh. I literally packed about 10 pairs of shoes, and I'm only going to be gone 7 days. Yeah,
wow.
I'm a mad shoe person. I've got my steel toes to my 7-inch. I got my 7-inch to my flats. I got my flats to my 6-inches. Yeah.
She plans on kicking some balls.
No, I plan on looking nice for, you know, a few places
right.
I've got to go. So, being that I wasn't going to be at home enough to see, you know, that these shoes really look good with this shirt, vice versa, et cetera, I said, fuck it. I threw them all in the bag and brought them with me.
Wow.
My daughter thinks it's nuts, man. I got two suitcases. Two suitcases with back shoes. You name it. Type 5 probably got it.
Hey, do me a favor, roll up the windows.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't make out what you're saying. I can't make out what you're saying because of the wind.
What, I rolled the window up?
I don't know if you rolled it up.
Yeah, my window's up.
Okay.
That could be a connection through the radio.
Yeah, it might
be. Radio.
It might be. But, so, between the two of you, Stacey already got one of her burning this off. You guys got the mic. Go for it. You guys got the mic. Go for it.
Oh, good. We get to have fun now. Ooh, what should we talk about?
What? I lost.
You and I get that take over, so what do you want to talk about?
Was Bill on the show, the last show?
Who?
Did he end up calling in?
Who, Bill? No. No, something happened. No, something happened, and I can't say here what, but I will once I get more.
No, that's understandable. Well, it's just that the show prior to, you had said that he was going to try to call in, blah blah, and I missed that show, so I didn't know.
Well, in the time that happened, in the time that he was going to call in, something else happened. So he's got a full plate the last couple.
Okay. Ay, ay, ay.
Mm-hmm. So, he's got a full dance card for the next couple of days, and I'll be taking over his duties Saturday and Sunday.
Oh.
His duty.
Well, yeah, because, see, like, it's getting that see, even though it's in the 70s, the 80s, for us here in March,
you know,
it's
don't even go
where...
there. Yo, shit. You know, do you realize what it's like to dress in 2 and 3 layers of clothes just to stay warm? Oh, yeah, you forgot about that because you've been out there. For how long? Don't rub that shit in. We ain't rubbing our shit in on you.
30+. Really?
Really, really, really.
Mm-hmm.
I might leave you guys momentarily because I've got to get gas. And, I mean, if we get disconnected in any way, shape, or form with me going in and out of the car, et cetera.
You're not supposed to be in the cell phone when you pump gas.
Well, no, Nora, my phone is inside the car, but it's got the Bluetooth on, so it doesn't disconnect itself until you disconnect it from the computer in the car.
Which means she doesn't want us to hear what she's doing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know you guys don't want to, you know, hear the...
Well, I don't care.
You entertain them, Nora, because I'm gonna go pump the damn gas here. And
I have to be careful with that because I could get muted.
You could get muted. Oh my goodness! All right.
If he was here, I'd probably get sent to the corner.
That's funny. That's funny.
No. You gotta understand something. Sometimes the show has a mind of its own. Sometimes it goes in one direction. Sometimes it goes in another direction. Sometimes it goes in your direction. Sometimes it goes in whoever.
You know what? I'm going to just disconnect with you guys, and I'm going to call you back once I get back out on the highway. Let me take care of this. Give me about 15 minutes, and I'll call you all back. All right. Bye.
Bye.
And like I said, sometimes it gets one way, sometimes it goes another way. So we're always trying to see what we can do to make things better. You know what I mean?
I know. But sometimes I get muted and there's no noise where I'm at, you know?
No, it's not. But it's not that you get, you know, and sometimes, hey, this thing, for the last couple of years now, since things have gotten lively around here, they do that on their own. You know, it's pretty funny when you're doing something. It's pretty funny when you're doing something and you have the right to free speech and
what is that?
People want to fuck up your day.
I know. Oh, that's why I wanted to let you know. Now, when Hank was on the show with us and he was talking about that link, because I went to that link and I signed the thing. Now, is that actually something that will take place when they get all those signatures? Because I was like, wow, I had no problem getting on there to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hoping that it'll work because, you know, I could understand if
it should,
someone
because
was
it
excessively
should because
bad.
Another gentleman passed the other day. I noticed it, but I don't remember from where or who.
Right. Well, what I'm looking at is I can understand if someone has an excessively bad background, okay? I can understand that to a point. But everyone is just a human being. They should be able to have the choice to go. if a terrorist can get over here, then how come they can't? Point being, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I had no problem signing it. I'm probably in a bigger list now. Shame on you. Ugh, you made me do
okay.
it. Just kidding. You know, it's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, it is. Like the other day, someone asked me, they said, well, hey, how would you get in touch with the top Marine? Who's the, in layman's terms, he's the commandant of the Marine Corps.
Right.
So this Friday, and I talked to another friend of mine back east, but this Friday, they took all the top questions to these the two guys, the top officer, and he's the commandant, and the top sergeant major. He's in charge
right.
of all the enlisted. And if your question didn't get an answer, now I'll put this in the chat room, and you're going to have another chance to talk to him tomorrow night. They'll be online hosting a town hall from 4 to 5 Eastern Daylight Savings Time.
Okay.
So if you're on the West Coast, that would be 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. If you're in the Midwest, it would be 3 o'clock or... Yeah, 3 o'clock. Mountain time, I think it's an hour earlier.
Right.
In the East Coast.
Is it possible if you can bring back those wonderful gentlemen that had talked to us, came on the show and talked to us about the traveling baseball team? I think that was for the Wounded Warrior Project, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and as you found out, I put up the crock of shit about that because they decide who they're going to give the money to. The guy in charge is a retired attorney and pays himself $1.2 million a year. But it's a not-profit. But it's a not-for-profit. They collected $159 million last year and gave out $13 after they paid the $16 million for advertising. You believe that shit?
Oh, yeah. There's hands and shit all over the place. It just makes me nuts. You know, because you don't know who to... who to help anymore. You know, everything's becoming such a damn scam, you know, and I don't know. I don't see how they can get away with it and keep doing it. And nobody can do anything.
No. And it's crazy. Just,
and it is.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't fathom that. You know, it's like when they do the out here in California, they do a thing to like a 3-day walk for breast cancer.
Right.
And they collect about a little over $10 million.
Right.
But they only donate 5 to 10% of what they collected to the charity.
Right.
So me, I would not donate to something I don't know where the money's going. Like Bill and I, if we do so, we do a fundraiser or whatever, that's the
right.
first thing we ask. Where is the money going to go? Is it going all to the charity? Well, we're going to pay. No. Everybody here has donated their time, their stuff, their band, their food, whatever. So all the money's going to go to 100% to whatever cause we're going to give it to. If not...
Right.
Not going to be involved.
You know, there are some things I don't have a problem donating to because I know it's legit. Okay? And then in that circle, you know, you would be aware of, obviously. But, you know, if it was something else, you know, I get those stupid calls and everything else, and it's like, stop. Get me off your list. You know, because, like I said, you can't, you take it with a grain of salt, because not everybody's out to scam someone nowadays, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not like what it used to be, you know. I mean, before they used to have, you know, helping vets. And I thought, hey, I'm doing something good. You know, you can get either garbage bags or whatever, you know, so many months supply for a certain amount. And it was supposed to help the vets. And then finding out that didn't happen, it's like, yeah, okay. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you a stand-up organization right now. It's the United States Marine Corps Wounded Warrior Regiment. It's a government organization, but it's run pretty good because it's run by vets. It's run by active duty.
I'm going to write this down.
Facilitates assistance to wounded, ill, and injured Marine sailors attached or in support of Marine units and their family members in order to assist them as duty or transition into civilian life.
How do you get in touch with them?
It's on Facebook. Just type in USMC, Wounded Warrior.
USMC, Wounded Warrior.
Wounded Warrior Regiment.
Wounded.
On Facebook.
Wait a minute, because I'm writing it down. Warrior Regiment.
Uh-huh.
I'll type it in right now and get on their thing.
All you got to do is type in USMC Wounded Warrior Regiment.
And that's legit, obviously, because you would know that.
That's correct. And what it is this last week out here at Camp Pendleton, probably about 8 or 9 days, but they took a bunch of wounded amputees, whatever, and they're having like an Olympics.
Right.
And they have their, today, I think, no, yesterday they had their wheelchair basketball game for the gold medal. They had their six-sitting volleyball gold medal game. They've got the Wounded Warrior amputee softball team. They got the swimming. They've got track and field. It's just like the Olympics. They had the bronze, you know, gold, bronze, silver. And if you go on their Wounded Warrior.
I'm on their like page right now.
And you can see all that is. And I definitely want you to go up there and click like.
I did.
Okay. And
if you purchase a shirt or something like that, that money goes to help wherever it has to go in that organization, or?
It does.
Do they have anything like that?
Yes, they do. If you go up to the top of the page, you'll see a gentleman in a wheelchair with an amputee in a wheelchair with a basketball. Right to the right of him is you can, now, this is the thing right here. You can click or support the link below or call the sergeant in charge, Merlin German, Wounded Warrior Call Center, at 1-877-4-USMC.
6299.
It's really something with these guys. They go all out for this. And I stand behind them.
I'll tell you, it's something, thank God, that they have something like this right now. You know what I mean? Because there's so many places out there that are doing the same thing, but it's not going to where it should be.
No. And the thing is with this is, you know, Bill and I will sit here and bust balls because Bill was in the Army, and he bust balls because I was in the Marine Corps.
Right.
But you'll never find two guys. Well, you'll be able to pick these two guys out of the crowd that support all of that stuff. Because we don't do it for awards. We don't do it because somebody's making us do it. We do it because we want to.
Right. Like I said, you know, when I thought I was doing the right thing, I wasn't doing it because, well, hey, you can get garbage bags or something from it. I was doing it because I legitimately thought money was going to where it was supposed to. You know, I mean, like I said, nobody saw how my stepdad came back, you know, or anything like that. So, you know. Here I thought I was helping, and, yeah, I was helping grease someone's pockets and then
mm-hmm.
helping the actual cause.
Yeah, and it's pretty wild with these guys. They do a lot of good stuff, a lot of good stuff. Now, you know, this is... I'm looking at something here that I've never seen before, and I don't want nothing to do with it. And they keep sending it to me. So I think I know who's doing the jam up here. They just gave out their IP address, which is good.
Maybe they want to be able to be seen, obviously.
Maybe. But yeah, they have a live stream going on. I think is pretty much what I was told. They have a shooting competition. They have day three of the wheelchair basketball, volleyball. They have the top shot of the Marine Corps for trials for 2014. It's they have biking events. They have everything out there. It's crazy. The only problem is I think
it's actually awesome to do that, you know.
Yeah, there's 227 miles out there, square miles. And 35 years ago, 37 years ago, I was out there humping those hills. Lucky me. But if I had to do it all again, I would. No problem.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that I know that feel the same way and would do the same thing as you.
So, like, I'm looking for this other article. I can't seem to locate it, but let me see. Nope. Let me do this real quick, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Thank you.
About this plane disappeared. We could tell the time on your watch. Yeah, we could tell the time on your watch from 27,000 feet in the air or 27 miles in the air, but you can't find an airplane.
You
still haven't found it, from what I understand. What do you hear about that?
Oh, I heard the same thing. The only thing I look at is people are told what. They only want people to hear. So whatever took place, are we ever going to know? No. They'll make something up to pacify it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it.
All right, here's your... Hello, Eunice.
Hey.
Hi, Eunice.
Hi, Doug. Hi.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Okay.
Is it snowing?
It's better to winter.
Yeah, I know. It's snowing back in Mass again.
Yeah, because it just came from here.
Yeah, I know it. I guess they're really tired of winter. I'm not. I love winter.
Yeah, I think we have a total now of 70 or 72 inches altogether so far.
Yeah. Well, we haven't had any down here, so that's good.
Lucky you.
I know
you share some of that wonderful weather. You know, Phil wants to brag about it, but nobody wants to send some.
Just get on a plane and come down.
Yeah, I wish it was that easy. I would have been there. I would have said, move on over, Eunice. I'm coming.
Yeah.
And then I'd say, come on, let's go get Phil and drag him out.
Right.
Oh.
So who's on
the
show tonight?
And Phil could take us south of the border. Woo-hoo. Or Phil,
is
I mean.
Is Phil there
sorry.
Tonight?
No.
No,
I messed up. I meant to say Phil.
He's got some stuff going on with that continuing problem, Eunice.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, you send her a letter.
I'll make sure you tell him hello from us.
Oh.
You'll tell my prayers are with him.
Okay.
Yeah. He's in my prayers. So who else is on the show?
Us.
People, we got a guy from Alabama. He's driving, and he's listening to the show. And Stacy was he's taking a little bonsai trip in a truck or in her car. And so good. I mean, I had people come in and come out, but when I muted them, they didn't want to say nothing.
Oh, okay. That's too bad.
Maybe some people were scared.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That could be. That could be.
That,
who is that from Colorado? We haven't heard from him for a while.
Who?
Ryan.
Ryan.
You mean Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what he's up to. He's been kind of quiet. Well, I know he takes pictures. That just sounded kind of weird. Maybe we should rephrase that and, you know, he has a lot of models to take pictures of.
Did you see my daughter's picture, Noah?
Yes.
My daughter Kim, her new one? On
I
my
did
Facebook?
See.
Huh?
I did see.
No, you did. Good. She got a bigger wad that night.
But you got everything situated to where you could see hers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I finally got it. Finally.
Uh-huh.
She works for her chamber. I mean, Phil, back in Massachusetts. And she got a big award from him. It's a,
oh, yeah?
You know, several car
mm-hmm.
distributors, you know? And
mm-hmm.
she got a big award. I think she was the only woman that got an award. Plus a big bonus, you know. So her picture of her being dressed up because it was a black tie affair is on my Facebook.
For you.
So I'm pretty proud of her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The
rest of all men. She's like her mother. She likes to beat them up, you know.
That's okay. A little kicking balls doesn't hurt anybody.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's cold. I can't stand it.
Yeah, I had to go to the doctor for mine.
Really? Well,
you had a cold?
Yeah, I had a cold for about 3 weeks.
I had one for like a long time, but thank God I finally kicked that in the ass.
Hold down 1 second, okay?
Okay. What are we holding on to?
I don't know. That's a loaded question with her.
I know. That's why I said when she didn't hear.
Is that you, Pete?
Hey, what's happening?
Hi, Pete.
Not much. How are you doing?
Hey, Nora, Phil.
Make sure you tell Paul hi for me.
I will.
Him and Mom are doing good.
Honest to God, Nora, right? When he came back the first time here, because he's been in and out of the hospital with complications, he could barely speak, right? Honest to God, he said, I was online, and I wasn't even on your page. I was just on Facebook, and he says, I want to talk to Nora.
Mm-hmm.
So, hold on. I'm on a radio show right now, so I can't. What's this? Oh, thanks. Oh, all right. Let me call you back. I'm on a live radio show. Call in the show. I'll send you the number.
What is it?
Text.
Do you know?
Right. We get another guy. No, this guy's a biker, too. He's my neighbor.
Oh.
I'm sorry about that. I forgot we were live, too. No, my brother, when he came home, like, the first time, Nora, he could barely speak, you know, because of his surgery. And I was just, he came out and he sat on the couch. And, you know, he couldn't speak very well, as I said. He said, I want to talk to Nora. I'm like, Well, I'll make sure I tell her, Paul, but you can't really say much right now because, you know, you got to work with that speech therapist a little bit first before you can talk to anybody. But
right.
It was a nice gesture, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean, I have no problem talking to him. You know that. Like I said,
uh-huh.
I just didn't know when it was okay because...
I know, I don't know when it's okay either. Because the guy had a stroke, he had open heart surgery and he had a stroke during open heart surgery, double bypass, and they didn't catch the stroke and he's had several complications, but, you know, I told him, I said, you know, we'll be riding motorcycles soon enough and you'll be putting all this behind you. I mean, he made it, you know, that's a major surgery to go through, but he's tough.
Right.
Oh, and,
now, is
nice
Gino
goal.
Able to help you guys, too? I mean, is he, like, running to the store for you or anything, or are you doing it all?
Well, me, I do everything,
Gino.
Man. Gino, he helps a little bit, but Gino can be a pain in the ass. I love the guy, but, he can be a pain in the ass sometimes. But he's helped a little bit. I'm more of the, that's my brother, so, and we live together because...
You do it yourself.
My wife lives in my house, our house, and I'm in the apartment with Paul. And yeah, long story.
I thought you were divorced.
No, I'm not divorced.
Did you get remarried?
She's probably listening right now. She's a big fan of the show and of me.
Oh.
And Phil, too. She always liked Phil. She always liked Phil. She always thought Phil was a great host. But I don't have anything bad to say about anybody. But no, I'm not divorced yet. It was stretched out. Anyway,
I could say a name that would turn you red, but I won't.
What's that? What was that?
I said I could say a name that would make you pissed, but I won't.
Oh, I know. I hear you. So, no, you know what, Phil? Yeah, but Paul did say that, and he was asking for you. You know, he'll be able to talk well enough soon to speak with you. He's just still
going
to
be. Well, let me know when, and I'll call.
No, we'll call you. It's long distance. How's the weather in Chicago, by the way?
All winter long, I've been between 2 and 3 layers wearing clothes just to stay warm.
He's solar. You've heard of solar?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The funny thing is out here in Boston, it snowed last night and today, and tomorrow it's going to be 50. And the funny thing is right? And Phil, you get a kick out of this, but you know because you live in other parts other than California. Like today, seeing guys on what do they call those things? Skidoos, you know those things.
Skidoos. Yeah,
skidoos, right? And I seen them the guys in those today going down the street. Tomorrow, there'll be guys going down the street on motorcycles. I mean, it's crazy, you know. The weather change. It's gonna be 50 tomorrow, so everybody be out riding. You know, it's funny.
I wish I could say that.
Yeah, why not? Why can't you say it?
Because it's not going to be 50 here.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I did. Oh, it's going to... What is your forecast for tomorrow saying?
Like 30-something?
You're like Midwest. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it's a lot colder there. That's not bad, though. 30s. Phil's probably laughing at us because he's in California.
Is.
He knows how... That's nice. That's California has, like, perfect weather, man. They don't get too cold or too hot.
No, but their cold is, like, ridiculous. It makes me laugh when, it's cold here today. Are you serious? What's that?
I know. Well, cold to those guys is 70.
I know.
Well, they're not used to, well, Phil didn't always live there, right, Phil? You didn't always live in California, right?
No. He lived here. Well, not here with me, but...
Well, no, but he lived in a different state at one time, obviously.
Yeah, it was my state.
Oh, yeah, that's where he lived. Okay. Oh, so he knows the cold, but like,
yeah.
And Bill too. Bill's from Boston. He lived in the south. He lived in South Boston, and then but you got guys coming here from California, and especially bikers who are used to riding California type weather where it's nice and warm, and then they come over here and it's freezing out, and they're like, what the hell? I want to go riding, but it's only 50 degrees out. Well, 50 degrees in Massachusetts is a heat wave.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
it is.
50 degrees.
I'm going to tell you what, when I see them degrees, they got chaps on, a scarf, fucking winter gloves with a heater.
Oh, my God.
Those are pretty cool, actually. Gloves with a heater inside of them. heated jackets.
I need, you know, if we have another winter like this next year,
I'm
swear to God, I have to figure out how to buy, you know, some kind of, like, heaters that I can implant in my body so I don't have to wear 2 and 3 layers of clothes.
Well, you know, hey, you know, Chicago is a tough – Chicago. I love Chicago. I've been there a few times. It's, I love it there. But it's very – it's, you know what it is. It is what it is. It's cold. It's Midwest, you know, like Iowa and all that, too. Same thing. They get, when you guys get hit with snow, you get hit hot and you get – and then when it gets cold there, it gets cold. I wouldn't mind living in Chicago, but I couldn't deal with the weather like that. We get enough snow here. My ex-girlfriend lives in Iowa, and she gets slammed. I mean, we might get 8 inches of snow here, and she gets like 28, you know? It's insane. Fine. But I'm excited because I'm feeling a little bit better today. My brother's feeling a little bit better today. My mother's
good.
Not doing too good, but we pray for her every day. But
I'm sorry.
Thank you. And, you know, I know you guys follow my page and you see that, but, you know, she's told me she'd get on the back of my Holley when I haven't ridden it yet, but she said she'd jump on the back and take a ride with me, my mother, you know.
She wanted
to ride on that bike one time before I go. I said, you ain't going anywhere. You know, you're tough. She used to ride motorcycles. You know, I mean, we were born around all. We used to build motorcycles when we were kids out of Hondas. We had Hondas. We made them into choppers, CB750s. Made Honda choppers all the time out of those things. My mother used to ride them around the parking lot and the driveways and the yard. You know, my mother's cool like that. She's not a regular lady. She just wanted, you know. I was a Woodstock baby. My mother was pregnant with me, and she was at Woodstock in '69. How cool is that? You know, and I
so you were a drug baby. No,
yeah,
I
was a drug baby and a music baby. I still have my head still pounding from all the music.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
45 years later.
Do me a favor. Next time when you see Gino, make sure you tell him I said hello.
Yeah, I'll tell him. But you know what? He's a pain in my ass lately. I love the guy, but I love him. Yeah, he's a good dude. But
he is who he is. You know.
Yeah, I mean he's I had a talk to him last night about something, situation that he was in, and he was, you know, I don't want to get into it, but anyway, let me tell you about him. He'll do anything for you. He'll do anything for anybody, even his enemies, and he's done stuff for his enemies, and we know he has enemies. I guess everybody has enemies, but he's a good guy. He's getting his bike is under a snowbank right now. His bike is, literally, his bike is under 10 feet of snow, and I got to help him shovel it out and get it running for him, because I'm going to shovel my bike out. I said, bro, you know, you're 69 years old, and you have eight rods put in your back, you know, a year ago, last year, whenever it was. I said, you can't shovel out, no, you know, I mean, literally, the bike, it's a Honda, I don't want to embarrass him. He's not listening anyway, I don't think. He's probably sleeping. He has a very nice Honda Goldwing. It's an 82.
I already know what he's got.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know what he has, yeah.
Because of that Halea crap. Oh, Lord. Yeah.
It's a decent bike, but he left it outside, and it got covered. It got covered in snow. My friend wants to call into the show. He's got some views on some things. He rides, too. I actually am helping him, educating him on certain things. Let's see. Let me call my cell phone. Yeah, his name's Kevin. So what else is going on? How's Bill doing?
He's got some. He's in the same boat you are. With a short.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's in the same canoe with no paddle.
Yeah, well, I think all of us are. Hey, calling in here. I'm on two phones. I'm live on the radio. Come on as a guest. I texted you the number.
All right, cool.
Have you ever been on the show? Just come on, get on and press number one, and we'll see. The host will bring you on. Tell everybody who you are. Excuse me? Yep. Call the number. I texted you. Press one to get to the host. The host's name is Phil. He's a good guy. He's a real biker, so... You got to show him mad respect. I know you will. And just be careful what you say, because it's live radio. People love to hear shit, but we got to watch what we say nowadays, especially me. Call in, okay? We'll be waiting for you. Hurry up. You got 35 minutes left. All right, later. Bye. That's Kevin. He's a good guy. He's new to the, he's in the Rough Riders. You know the Rough Riders? You ever hear of them?
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
Yeah, well, they're a moto club, so they have, but he has a motorcycle. He's a new rider. And you know, I've been showing him. He's a big, this kid's big. You know, he's a big kid. He's, I don't know, he's like 6'5", 315. He's big. And he needed a big bike, and he wiped out on it. And I says, bro, you got a 1400cc bike, and you're a new rider. You got to go easy. You know, I said, even me, I'm an experienced rider. I've been riding since I was in diapers. And I said, you got to get used to the bike first of all. You got to feel it. You know, you have to become one with the motorcycle. You know, and then you can gun it and go flying down the highway. You know, but he's in the Rough Riders, and they do a lot of, you know, these guys are good, decent guys. I mean, they're not an MC. They don't claim to be. They don't claim to be 1% or anything.
What do they do? Do they do charity?
They do a lot of charities. They're very big. They're everywhere. They're not troublemakers. You know, I know a lot of them. They have a lot of black members. They have Spanish. They have Asians, whites. They even have girls, and the girls are like the supporters. They can't. I don't believe they can wear the patch. The patch is just. Phil knows what the patch looks like. It's an R on the back, just a big R. And hopefully, I think they're looking to change the patch. But you know, so yeah, they're pretty cool. I mean, you know, I just said, most of them don't have motorcycles. They have. They're like what they call a moto club. So they'll go to like. They have like some of them have these cars that you wouldn't believe, like. Lamborghini-type cars, you know.
So what is the difference with a moto? That's M-O-T-O, right?
What's that?
Is that M-O-T-O?
Yeah, M-O-T-O, club.
Okay.
Sometimes you'll see a passion will say MC, and people will say, oh, well, you're an MC. No, that's moto club a lot of times that stands for. You know, they don't have rockers or anything, just a big R in the back. So moto club is, for example, is like a, like I said, you to get into the Rough Riders, you have to be, well, he'll tell you when he calls in, you have to either have a motorcycle, a custom car, or custom something, you know. And
what about a moped?
Moped? No, I don't think that would, you'd be better off going in on foot. I don't think they'd want a moped riding with them. Well, you could ride one of those things there. What are those things that people are driving? They're like 30, 20 grand. They look like four-wheelers. And they're real expensive. I don't even know what they call them. You know what I'm talking about, Phil? They're legal. They're street legal. I don't know what they're called. It's almost like a quad runner. Like
I think Phil's just letting us take over the show.
What's that?
I think Phil's just letting us take over the show.
No, Phil, because I called in late, so I'm trying to get it all out while it's fresh in my mind, you know?
I like people talk.
We're guests, and, you know, well, I'm a guest. I don't know. I guess Nora's above me in this situation.
How can I be above you?
Well,
I'm not.
Guest. Like you, no, you're co-host. You co-host sometimes with Phil, right? I mean.
Well, I do whenever
I co-host
bumped
with Phil
out.
It was an honor to co-host with the guy. You know, I like to contribute anything I can. And, of course, three cops came to my house early. I won't get into it. I'll save that one for next Tuesday show.
Well, you have to understand something. When I was asked to help, I had no idea what I was doing. I was scared crap, you know, the crap, because it was like, what do I say? You know, I mean, when you take someone that's never seen the jail cell or anything like that and come on the show, I was like, ugh. Okay, I can't relate to this, you know. I mean, personal, on a personal note, no. But, I mean, I know, like, what my brother went through when he was alive and stuff like that. So that stuff I could relate to. But personally, no. I mean, if somebody sat there and, oh, so did you ever do time? No. Did you ever have a ticket? No.
Just stay on the show. Okay? I got to hang the cell phone up.
What?
Sorry about that.
No,
Phil.
That's okay.
Phil.
Yeah.
My buddy there, he says he called in, he hit number one. Do you see a number coming up, like a 978 number, I think it is?
I don't think it's 978, I got you. I've
really?
Been looking for him. Yeah, I've been looking for him.
How's he doing? I just sent him the message now.
Maybe he pressed one after
let me get him
he typed in the number.
Let's bust his balls a little bit. I get him on the speakerphone over here. On my other
Just have him call back.
Shut up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he might have dialed the wrong number, though. Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
Did you dial the wrong number? Because the host is saying that there's no 978 numbers on the board, on his screen.
Yeah, I called it.
Okay, I'm going to get...
Guys conversating.
Here's the number. 1-347 Hurry up, I'm live on the radio here, man. You're making me look bad. I got a good reputation here with Phil and Bill.
2-6-7-7-5 I'm not Bill.
Yeah, 1-347-826-7753 When the recording comes on and it says Blog Talk Radio, it says press 1 if you desire to speak with the host. That's all you have to do. Even if you don't hit 1, he'll see your number come up. Is your number a 978 area code? Yeah, it is. So, Phil, it will be 978-84-something. He's going to...
All right. We lost... yeah, I think we lost Eunice. She
Eunice is on?
Yeah, she started coughing. Yeah, she started coughing.
She's been sick.
Oh, Eunice has?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a nice lady. I like her. Says it like
I
it
know.
Is, that's for sure.
I'm hoping one day I can meet her. That would be cool.
Yeah, she's from here, you know.
Yeah, I know. But she wouldn't care about flying here, you know.
Yeah, we got her back. Everybody's unmuted. Let me. I'm going to throw this question out to you guys, and I want you to listen to what I'm going to say, and then I'm going to stop, and I'm going to read another paragraph, and then I'm going to read another paragraph. But this is banning white-only checkpoints, and largely due to the lobbying of the American Motorcycle Association, a bill has been introduced to the United States Senate that would restrict Secretary of Transportation from granting funds to any government entity for a program to check helmet use or create checkpoints for an operator or motorcycle or passenger on a motorcycle. Representative Sensenbrenner introduced a similar bill in the House of Representatives last May 7th. I'm going to put that in the chat room. If you want to go and check out that link, you can do that. It's up right now. There we go. And what it is Senate sponsors are Republicans Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Elliott of New Hampshire, and Democrats Jeannie Sheehan of New Hampshire and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Both the Senate and the House bills are titled Stop Motorcycle Checkpoint Funding Act. People who don't know what I'm talking about, it's banning motorcycle-only checkpoints. Now, because they're basically illegal, they're calling them safety checks.
Oh, man.
Motorcycle checkpoints, the federal bills are part of a reaction to a federal court decision that found that motorcycle-only checkpoints were not an unreasonable search and seizure and were therefore constitutional. The federal division followed a program of dragnets in which the state of New York conducted 17 motorcycle safety checkpoints in 2008. Now listen to this. All the checkpoints were conducted on roads leading to or from large motorcycle rallies. A total of 1,064 tickets were issued. 965 of the tickets were either for non-safety offenses or for not wearing the wrong kind of helmet. On average, the riders were detained between 30 and 45 minutes. The safety aspect of the searches was only theoretical. The searches were implemented by cops dressed in riot gear. These New York checkpoints ignored alcohol and were conducted by officers of the New York State Police Special Investigation Unit and the Gang Task Force for the purposes of criminal interdiction. Checkpoints were paid for by a grant that was intended to overtime for intelligence gathering and subsequent criminal and traffic enforcement resulting from this effort. And a couple years ago, I don't know if you guys remember, in Washington they had a big rally at the Capitol, and the cops were climbing through the bushes because everybody backed their bikes in to take pictures of the license plates.
Now let me ask you, what state was this in, these checkpoints?
Across the United States.
Oh, across the United States. Now, why do cops have to wear riot gear to stop and do stop bikers and to do safety checks? They're wearing. What did they think that back in Nazi Germany? I mean, come on. You know. Hey, is he calling yet there? Do you see his number up there, Phil?
He's unmuted. He's here.
Oh, he's there?
Oh, okay. You can hear me?
Yeah. Say hello to everybody.
Okay.
What I asked was, let me finish, and then I'll open it up to you guys. I said, everybody's unmuted, but let me finish this, and then I'll open it up to you guys. The federal ruling that the motorcycle-only checkpoints are reasonable, California, Missouri, North Carolina, Illinois, New Hampshire, and Virginia have passed state laws that limit or ban those roadblocks. The AMA has been tracking the use of the checkpoints since 2008. Where were they in 1999, in 1992? Nowhere. In a press release issued this week, AMA Vice President for Government Relations, Wayne Allard, stated that during the past 2 years, federal, state, and local governments spent more than $500,000 on motorcycle-only checkpoints. The AMA believes that money can be better spent supporting the programs, of course, that write education, distracted driving, and awareness of motorcycles. The state of Georgia used the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration in March 2011 to conduct motorcycle-only checkpoints as thousands of motorcyclists rode through the state on their way to Daytona Beach. That was just that they opened up the cash register for that one. Another motorcycle-only checkpoint was conducted in Northern Virginia during one of the nation's most visible motorcycle rallies, Rolling Thunder. Everybody going in for Memorial Day weekend got tickets for stupid shit just so they can make money. Anybody that doesn't believe when I tell you the court system's organized extortion, you better put down the joints, quit smoking. And motorcycle-only checkpoints were also conducted in Utah when thousands of riders attended a world-class road racing event. This right here is a guy.
From the state capitol to your hometown, you're watching Capitol News 9, your evening news now.
This is out of Washington, D.C.
State police are trying to put the brakes on an alarming trend. Over the last 10 years, motorcycle deaths have doubled, and with nicer weather and a Americade just around the corner, troopers are stepping up patrols across the Capitol region. They're even setting up mandatory checkpoints to make sure riders have the proper safety gear and registration. Police say with gas prices going up, even more people are expected to hop on their bikes.
There's an increased number of motorcycle riders. There's a lot of older riders who are getting the new bikes that aren't familiar with them, and the technological advances in speed and performance. And there's a lot of younger riders who are also attracted to these types of bikes.
Troopers will be paying special attention to the type of helmet riders are wearing. Anyone caught without a DOT-certified helmet could face a pretty pricey ticket.
Now, I just want you guys to understand something, okay? Everything that I posted about this, and all the information that I have, says gone down, not up, down, since 2008. Oh, the propaganda machine with these guys again.
$500,000, huh? Wow. Unbelievable.
But you can imagine what they made, all the money they made.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Especially coming down to Daytona Beach.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm better. This is your friend from Boston, Pete.
I'm right here.
And we have another guy from Boston online as well. So we got three people from Boston online.
I'm on
the radio show. Online.
I'm phone.
Oh. Hey, how you doing?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm not too bad.
That's good. That's really good. You know, I should be heading back the end of April, so that snow better be all cleared up.
Well, I was telling Phil and Nora that today it snowed, and last night it snowed in Massachusetts, and people are on those skidoo things there. Snowmobile, snowmobiles, whatever the hell they're called. And and tomorrow is going to be 50 out or something, I believe, the next few days. So you see a snowmobile one day, and the next day you see a bunch of Hollies riding down the road in Massachusetts. But you know that already, Eunice, because you're from here. It's crazy. I mean,
let's talk about this money, Phil. What are the states doing? What are the states doing with their money when they have these checkpoints?
Spending.
Well, they organize overtime. They everybody gets a piece of the pie. And basically what they do is, like here where Bill and I are, they've been picking on, they don't bother the sport bikes at all. And they're the ones that are having all the crashes. The ones, like the other day I was coming, I'm going between the cars, and this guy shot two cars out, come back in and got in front of me, and had a backpack on. And I seen a big F-250 truck with those big mirrors that slide on the two bars. Touched the back of that backpack as he pinballed the bike pinball between the cars and the trucks. He got run over by hanging off the mirror from the backpack. Almost lost his. So it's the same thing. Like you guys saw it in New York. Out here, they get 40 or 50, maybe 200-300 of them on the freeway. They block all the lanes, and they start doing wheelies and all kinds of stupid shit.
Yeah.
That's fine, but that's not the place. To me, I don't care what you ride as long as you ride, but you got to respect what you do. Because you're representing all of us. If all those guys in New York, I didn't see that many Harleys in the crowd. I saw dirt bikes, quads. I saw rice rockets. The whole heading for that motorcycles, it was bikers attack guy in car.
Yeah, it's I know you're talking about the bikies, but down in Florida here, we got these young kids with these sports cars that zig in and out and in and out and in and out. And creates problems, you know. They really
isn't that down where what's his name Bieber got caught drunk driving, speeding?
Yeah, Miami.
Yep. Yeah. You know, it's totally ridiculous. It really is. When I was leaving the complex, I call it a complex. They had this old man that had to be 90 years old handcuffed. The sheriff's department. Imagine that, 90 years old, they can't go get these young guys that are the 19, you know, with a heavy foot.
Wait a minute, who now? Who got handcuffed?
I said this 90-year-old man got handcuffed for driving.
What?
90 years old. The sheriffs pulled him over. They had four cruiser cars, and here's this poor old man crying, and he's handcuffed. I really wanted to, you know something, Phil? I did take out my cell phone, and I took a picture, but I don't know how to, I don't know how to send it. You know me. But I did. I took a picture of it. The poor guy was crying. And there was four sheriff's cars. Four.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that? I wanted to get out and punch him in the nose.
I don't blame you.
You don't have a...
Right.
Well, as much violence as you do, Eunice, you got a bondsman on retainer?
Yeah.
Well, me?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I got to tell you what I did. And I it's off the track, but I got to tell you, I am so proud of myself.
You
know what
so
I told you?
I know you got a couple of good lawyers, so I know you got a bondsman on retainer.
Well, I told you about my great-granddaughter, right?
Uh-huh.
And I told you the baby's father was a pedophile.
Right.
So I made a few phone calls. And I had a dear friend of mine at the police station check out what level he was. And, of course, he's on, I always get this mixed up, parole or probation. When they get out of the big house, what is it? Probation, parole, right?
Yeah,
parole.
Parole, okay.
Yeah.
So he got out like 11 months ago, and my granddaughter just had his baby. Well, I made a few phone calls today, and finally got the correct spelling of this guy's name. And I called a friend of mine, and he called his parole officer, and the parole officer called me, and I says, now, a level two, is he supposed to be around children? And he says, no, because I knew what the answer was, but I wanted to make sure his parole officer knew the answer. And he says, that's right. And I says, well, he's around one that's living with him and his mother. And he says, you know what the parole officer said to me? Not as from an hour from now, he said, because he violated his parole. So he's gone back into jail. Now, wasn't that good of me to do that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So another asshole acts back up.
Huh?
Sorry. It's another asshole where he should be at, you know?
Yep. So, because they don't put them in population, you know that.
No.
Well,
especially if it's in regards to children.
That's right.
Sometimes they put them in general pop.
Do they?
Well, they should.
Yeah, they should.
They should.
Well, my brother was My brother was in general pop for a crime, and there were several of those MFs in there in the general pop. And they didn't do too well. Let's just leave it at that.
Well, you know something, Peter? I have the best cure in the world. We want to hang them up by the feet. And we want to take all kinds of needles and stick them right in the little prick there.
Oh, yeah.
And then rub salt in it, you know. Oh. I mean, I've got wonderful torture things, you know.
Absolutely.
And then whack them with, what's those round balls with the nails in them?
Oh.
You know. On a chain, just swing those around and get them in the ass.
Yeah. That's what they beat Jesus with. Cat of nine tails.
Yeah.
It's a leather whip with spikes on the end, basically.
You know, and then I'd like to take a hook. You want me to continue, guys? You want me to continue?
No, continue,
you know.
Because I like torture. And especially
people that
deserve it.
Oh. You see me at the state house telling them this is how we're going to cure these guys, you know. Well,
I can't
we'll
be
do
cured.
It.
You got some great ideas there, Eunice, though, honestly.
Hey, listen. I dream about this stuff.
Hanging by the feet alone is a good idea, but then the other things you mentioned, even better.
Yeah. Yeah, but take
right
a hook
on.
And start at the chest.
Right on,
you know,
sister.
And just
yep.
rip them down. You know, no pain medicine at all.
No.
I don't want anybody to knock them out. Just keep them alive. You know, I've got some great ideas to torture those sons of bitches. Take the whole bunch of them and put them on an island. You know what? You know how dogs lock into each other? You know what I'm talking about? I would like that to happen to one of them. Could you see it now?
I'm sure it does.
The Marathon Man, Eunice? You ever see the movie Marathon Man?
Yes.
Remember the Nazi dentist that comes in and drills a tooth on Dustin Hoffman?
Oh, yeah.
He drills into a fresh nerve. I think that's a great way to treat these pedophiles and shitbags. Get that dentist in there with him from the movie. The German dentist. Right into a fresh nerve. Nothing worse. No more. There's not a worse pain than that I know of.
Well, I can think of a few pains.
Only one other one. Only only one, I'm one other one I won't mention because there's ladies on the air here.
Well, I would take a, I'd take a baseball bat. I would. I would. Just hold them down for me. I'd have no problem. You know, and I wouldn't even put Vaseline on it.
Now I get it. No, I don't get it.
Now you get it. No, you don't get it.
I don't get it, but I get it.
You get it, okay.
Yeah, I don't get it, but I get it.
Well, I know you don't get it. I hope not. Jesus.
No, no,
Christ.
I don't get it, but I dig it.
Oh, okay. You dig
no,
it.
No, I don't dig it either. I'm going to hang up for a minute. I get it.
But that's my torture for the evening. You know, that's, I felt so good doing that. Isn't that awful? No, it's
no.
not awful, but I felt so good doing it. Nora, I felt so good.
I wouldn't be guilty of it. I would have done the same
thing.
Oh,
I'm not guilty of it. I didn't say I was guilty of it.
No, no, I didn't mean that you did. I just meant there is no way in hell I would have felt guilty about doing that. I would have said, pick up that piece of shit and put him where he belongs.
Can you lose anybody?
I don't hear him.
Say again?
No, I don't know. Still there.
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right.
Kevin, take it.
Yeah, oh, Kevin, tell us about the Reapers. I'm sorry. Did I say that right? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes.
Yep, the Rough Riders, we're a lifestyle. We have the motorcycle division. We have the car and truck division, and then we got the double dog division. We do a lot of community service for the community. We do a lot of rides for to basically raise money to help with different charities for the children, veterans, and the homeless. Me personally, I belong with Central Mass Rough Riders chapter right here in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Hey, that's where I'm from.
Nice.
Hey.
That's where our chapter is out of. And where we are right now, international. We have 150,000 members strong and still growing. That's not including prospects.
Now, do you have any charters in Illinois?
Yes, we do.
Now, are they throughout all the states or no?
Except Vermont and Maine right now. Vermont and Maine are the only two states in the United States that we do not have chapters.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Out here by me, they're an MC.
We're not considered an MC. We're considered more of an RC, a riding club.
Correct. What are you saying? Well, he is.
Wait a minute, let me check.
Correct. So out here in California, we have, I'll see some of those guys.
Checking.
The weekend of the.
She's checking.
Yeah, she's checking.
It's not a Saturday night special.
No. She's funny.
A bunch of those guys, the 18th through the 20th, the next month.
Yep.
In Arizona.
So
nice.
Now, what would someone have to do if they wanted your writing club to join in for a fundraiser or something of that nature?
Good question.
What's the protocol?
Good question.
Our protocol, if we're aware, like if an MC in the local area and or some type of charity fund's going on, basically, what they will have to do is get in contact with one of the chapter members. Then what we do is we bring it to the sergeant of arms to bring it to the table. Then we discuss it. Once it becomes a majority vote, then with the majority vote, we'll say, yes, we're going to do this, or if no, we got something else going on. That's a little bit more important, depending on what it is.
Now, if it's for a child... Does that kind of pass kind of quick, or it's hard to say?
It's hard to say because it all depends on what we have going on already in the schedule. Because I know summertime comes, it gets pretty busy because we get notifications with other RC clubs in the local area. So we try to support everybody as much as we can, just as much as we try to do fundraisers ourselves as a chapter. So
I was going to say, now, do you, if you were to host a fundraiser, do you put flyers, everything out there, or is it the Pete and say if it's a family that comes to you that's looking for help? How does that work?
Pretty much we do it both ways because we're a nonprofit organization. So pretty much a family can say, hey, my kid has cancer. We can't afford the medical bills. Is there any way to help? Definitely go ahead and bring it to the table. Discuss it on which, on basically how can we help this family.
Right.
And that's how we do it. And then we go out there and we get the rides going. We advertise it with all the local MCs in the area, whether they're 1% or just a regular MC or just independent riders. We get the message out there, and we let them know that, hey, we can use all the support we can get, you know, and this is what it's going towards. And a lot of times we do get that support.
Okay.
They do a lot of the Rough Riders do help a lot of people. They're always doing some type of benefit. Reminds me of another popular club, but that I won't name. But they do a lot of that. It's amazing the amount of things I see them doing to help people. And I know a few of the guys. They're decent guys, and they raise money to help kids and veterans and all types of, you know, disabled people, like my brother, for example.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. To me, I respect that, you know.
Yeah, we also started working with inner city gang kids on the fact of trying to get them to go down the right path. So we've been interacting with
them
a lot of things.
Right.
Not really get them off the street, but give them a foundation of what the meaning of family means, because a lot of these kids that range from 12 years and up. Exactly, because it's like in our area, a couple cities over, Fitchburg, Massachusetts, for a good example, and Worcester. It's a high crime area. A lot of parents are either prostituting, drug addicts, doing something more negative, so they don't pay attention to their kids. So their kids end up grouping up, and they try to find that family amongst each other, but yet, because they're influenced with all the gang violence and the music and all that stuff, we actually have members in our chapter that are former gang members themselves, and they've been there, done that, and gone to prison for a lot of stuff. So it's easier to relate to these kids, knowing that we came from the street, more so than getting somebody that, like in prison, they'll have somebody that reads from a book, and nobody pays attention because you never lived that lifestyle, so how can you come and preach to us?
We
try to go ahead and preach to these kids to try to get them to straighten up as much as possible, and then try to get them to basically coincide with us on the fact of start doing community work, you know?
I have one question before the show closes, because Phil, I want you to let Phil end it because he's got a few minutes. I don't know this, Kevin, but is there a national website for that club?
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah. He read my mind as usual, you.
Yes, we do.
That's okay.
It's called Rough Riders Worldwide page, and then with different states, you can actually go, like, if you go on Facebook, you can look up Central Mass Rough Riders, and we post up all the events that are coming up. We communicate with everybody. That's a good example. Then we have Rough Riders Worldwide. It's a corporation, so we got the national board that oversees all the chapters.
Cool.
Yeah. So what I'll throw out to you guys is you guys can call back in Tuesday. We'll pick this conversation up where we left off because I have a couple of questions.
Yes, sir.
What I'm going to do now is I'm going to let Cree take us out with bullets, and I'll talk to everybody next week.
Okay.
Excellent.
Good night.
Later.
All right.
Thank
you. Good night.
Have a good night.
Talk to you soon, Nora.
You too, Paul. Or Peter. I'm sorry.
Happens all the time.
I know.